Is Obama on his own, a solo act in the corridors of history this election? Ask the most famous living one-term U.S. president, Jimmy Carter.
I think he's a good, solid, intelligent man who is suffering from perhaps the worst Washington environment of any president in history, and I would even include Abraham Lincoln as we led up to the war between the states.
And yikes, we know how the Lincoln story turned out. In the war between the parties, Tuesday's midterms could be a bit of Gettysburg and the Battle of the Bulge. How much of a Republican bulge will there be on Capitol Hill after Tuesday? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Friday, October 29th. What was that Saturday Night Line routine? How do you like our bulges? Celeste Headlee is heading down to Washington to cover those Comedy Central Colbert and Jon Stewart rallies this weekend. Noel King, longtime journalist and Takeaway producer, is sitting in. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John.
Republican bulge on Tuesday? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Signs point to yes.
We will talk politics this hour as we've been doing all week long. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. With midterm elections just days away, President Obama campaigns in the Washington suburbs today, where he'll focus on the economy. Setting the tone for his visit, the Commerce Department's first estimate of the third quarter economic growth, that's the GDP, is going to be announced this morning. Joining us now is Jenny Weber, historian and author of Copperheads. Copperheads, of course, an opposition movement to Abraham Lincoln back in the 1860s. Jenny, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
I want to talk about Lincoln this hour, but broadly speaking, what's a good comparison between Obama's predicament in 2010 and presidents of the past, do you think?
Well, he's in the middle of a big crisis. He has not been very effective in making his case, I think, with the public. And so he's in a rough position with the opposition party, and it's happened before, and I'm sure we'll see it again, but he's in for a rough time, I'm afraid.
So more Lincoln than Carter, you would say, Jenny?
Yeah, I think so. Carter is a failed presidency, and I don't think that that's what we're looking at with Obama at all. I think he's made, some really significant achievements in less than 2 years.
All right, Jenny Weber, historian, thank you. We'll be back with you in just a moment. She's staying with us all hour. Also, Sam Donaldson coming up, former ABC White House correspondent. We've been talking a lot about campaign spending this election. House and Senate candidates have spent nearly $200 million since Labor Day to sway voters, but national races aren't the only ones where the cash is flowing. At least $100 million of outside ad money has poured into state, city council races, and even local elections. Influence doesn't come just in the form of money, though. Politico has broken the news that President Bill Clinton has apparently asked Democratic candidate Kendrick Meek to drop out of the three-way Florida Senate race, apparently preferring independent Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, to the Republican, Mr. Rubio. Almost convinced him to back Republican Governor Charlie Crist, but the Clinton spokesman has been confirming those reports. Meek denies it. We'll have more about that later on in the hour. New findings on the BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico. A government panel says contractor Halliburton's cement failed. Three separate in-house lab tests, but they used it to seal the BP well anyway, where it failed again. New survey from the Defense Department finds that most U.S. troops and their families don't mind if gays are allowed to serve openly, and they think that don't ask, don't tell could be done away with without any problems. North Korea fired two rounds towards South Korea across their tense border this morning. A South Korean news agency says South Korea immediately fired back. And a big victory for the San Francisco Giants last night in Game 2 of the World Series. They defeated the Texas Rangers once again, this time 9-0. Oof. Yikes. Markets aren't really reacting to that. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,113. The S&P at 1,183. The Nasdaq 2,507. We're going to have presidential comparisons. Obama is like what president? We're going to go from Carter to Lincoln to Eisenhower in this hour. Stay with us.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.